Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Cameron. And we love Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and all the DC comic characters.
And we think you might too.
Or at least just Batman.
And like us, maybe you also yearn for a time when Superman wasn't so broody and Batman wasn't a mass murderer.
So join us as we revisit Bruce Timm's classic DC animated universe that started up with Batman the Animated Series and runs through Superman, Justice League, and so much more.
We talk about comic origins, inspirations of the films, character psychology, and why this is the definitive DC Comics adaptation. So check out Timm Talk on the Nerdist School Network, subscribe on iTunes, and listen to our latest episode every Tuesday.
The Nerdist School Network. For class and show information, visit nerdistschool.com.
Hey, foodie callers. Thank you so much for tuning in with us every week. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button on iTunes and leave us a rating and review. Fun fact, leaving a review makes a huge difference with iTunes and helps us bring you more foodie call every freaking week. Did you know we're also on social media? You can follow us for live foodie updates on Instagram and Twitter at foodiecallpod. And for recipes and confusing posts from my great aunt Virginia, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/foodiecallpodcast. Got a suggestion for a guest or want some meat sale advice from Omar? Shoot us an email, foodiecallpodcast@gmail.com. Did you get all that? For our social security and credit card numbers, listen to the end of this show. Thanks so much for listening. We love you way more than grocery flyers.
Foodie, 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 foodie,
foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie,
foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie, foodie,
foodie. Hello, hello, hello! You are listening to Foodie Call, where each week we discuss one delicious food dish with a hilarious guest and find out what their secrets are in the kitchen. I'm your host, Kylie Hodges, and every week my job title changes, but today it's professional dinner party thrower. Sitting across from me is Omar Nava, comedian, writer, and coupon clipper. Hi, Omi.
Hello.
Together, through our disgustingly adorable love for each other, we found we also love to cook and eat together, and we want to discuss with the world what it is that makes food so great. Omi, I am so excited. You know why? You must be excited, too.
Halloween's around the corner.
That's not it.
Okay.
Today is an extra special episode!
Extra special. You lied earlier. You said every week we discuss one delicious food dish with one hilarious guest. But this week, we have multiple guests.
Many guests! And this is a special episode because we are hosting Omar's world-famous queso party.
Yum, 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 yum.
And if you stick around and listen later on in this episode, he just may give away the recipe to it.
Maybe if you guys are good enough.
But before we go any further, we have to introduce all of our guests who are sitting around the microphone with us because we're not allowed right now. So, who are all these sexy people around our table? To my right, we have got Heather from Sacramento, woo! Executive producer of Pop Arts TV and publicist for Uninterrupted, LeBron James' production company. Hi, Heather.
What's up, guys?
Okay, and then there's Daniel, also from Sacramento, former employee of Heather's and current employee at E! Hi, Daniel.
Hey.
Next, there's Madison from Kansas City, woo! Producer and host for Holly Scoop, and has the world's cutest apartment. Hi, Madison.
Oh my gosh, that's a great subscription.
That's one of your credits.
Thank you.
You
know, I love it.
We found it on IMDb.
Oh my god, wow, famous.
And finally, there's our new friend Holly from Philly, and she's obsessed with animals, especially pigs. Welcome, Holly.
Hi.
I am so glad everybody's here. Yay! Okay, this is very exciting for us because Omar and I have never interviewed this many people at once.
Not at all.
It's going to be more like a roundtable episode. I'm super excited.
That's
There's
mine.
Lots of cups with liquids on the table. We just ate our body weight in cheesy type foods. And now we're going to do this entire episode like we normally do, but with a whole group of people. So I know you guys are all avid listeners, so you know how this goes. Every week, we talk about our sweet and sour moment of the week. So, Omar and I will go first to get the gears turning. Omar doesn't know
I forgot to think of mine as we were telling our guests to think of theirs. I didn't even bother
I'll go first.
Consider mine. Okay,
this
go,
is
go,
every
go.
Damn week. I roll my eyes and I go, I'll go first. My sweet moment was that I got a job! It's for Kitchen Table App, which is actually the app that is how we are hosting this dinner party right now, and it's basically Airbnb for dinner parties, and I'm really excited to join and see what happens. And I've talked about it before on the podcast because I hosted my birthday party with them, and I did another dinner party with them like a month ago where only strangers sat at my table, and it was really fun. And that's why I really like the app. Like, Holly is here. I've never met Holly before, and I already think she's effing awesome. So, also, you guys are allowed to swear, but we're going to bleep you out later, just
so
you know.
So don't be scared.
Booty call.
Immediately.
So that's my sweet moment of the week. And my sour moment is I had to replace the battery in my car, and that was annoying.
Was that this week?
No.
Don't bring it up.
But
oh, sorry.
People don't know continuity on the show.
Oh, you're right.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
But
that's a big
the issue. Credit card bill just came.
Yeah. Now I gotta settle up. That's my sweet and sour moment. Omi?
Okay, my sweet moment is... I'll start with my sour moment, because that one I know for sure. My sour moment is I just realized, like, this past week that I don't have as much free time as I thought I did. I'm in this writing program, which for the listeners who listen, my mom, you'll know that I got into this writing program, and for you guys, I'll explain a little bit. I got into this writing program, and we have rehearsal 3 days a week, but I have to submit writing sketches the day before, so I'm actually working on it 6 days a week, and then I've just realized that I really should do more work on Saturday so I don't fall behind, so I pretty much don't have any downtime. I realized last week, because I worked on Sunday morning, like an actual like job where I get paid money, and I started at 6:30. Yeah, I started at 6:30 a.m., and I got home like at, I don't know, like 3 or 4, and then I watched a little football to unwind and then fell asleep and then woke up at 5:30 and was like, oh crap, I forgot I have to submit a sketch at 6. So I had to like bust my ass to like write a quick sketch in like a half hour and submit it. So I have no life now.
Except for eating cheese
with people around our table, brought to us by Kitchen Table App. Proud sponsors of Foodie Call. That's not true.
They
don't
should
sue us.
Be sponsoring us.
I know, they should. Well, they tweet at, they tag us on Instagram.
That's true. We appreciate
them. They give us shout outs.
Yeah. Nice product placement.
Yeah exactly. And I guess, okay, my sweet moment is, it's just, now that this is my life, this is all going to be my sweet and sour moment. It's just this writing program.
That's
so
fine.
My sweet moment of the week is, you submit sketches and then they put them up at rehearsal to see how they are performed live. And then the ones that they like, they ask for rewrites. And Baby got his first rewrite of the week. It's not all, I can't take all the credit. I collaborated with one of the actors, which they encouraged.
Just take all the credit.
I'll take all the credit. Jorge had nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
Screw it. Jorge and I had this idea that we came up with like when we were hanging out at the bar after rehearsal. Oh. And then we decided to write. We brainstormed the idea, and then I like took the reins on writing it, sent it to him for feedback, and then we just had like a few back and forths, and then we had it perform on Friday, and it went well, and then I found out I have to rewrite it, I believe, for Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, Madison, give us your sweet and sour moment.
Oh, gosh. Well, my sweet moment is sitting around the table with all of you guys.
Aww.
Yes, I'm cheesy, obviously. And bringing Holly in to, like, mixing my friend group.
Yay! I love that!
And it's going really well, so yay. And then my sour moment was I also had problems with my car. I had the dealership trying to charge me $560 for something that's probably fake.
Yeah.
But I saw through it, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
You will persevere.
Fingers crossed, people, that it's not that much.
Because
homegirl can't do that.
Yeah.
So, yay.
Yeah. I'm going to start riding the bus.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Holly.
Okay, so going along with my introduction, my sweet moment of the week was that I got to see a tiny baby little piglet at the Grove today, and I really wanted to take a photo, and my sour moment is that he was racing by the time I was done drinking my rosé, so I couldn't get a photo with him.
I can't wrap my head around the fact that the Grove had farm animals.
Oh, yeah.
They always
yep.
do.
Yep. Yeah, what?
They had piglets, llamas, goats.
Did you say he was
there
racing?
There was a llama?
Yeah, they were racing. There's
piglets?
I don't know if they were.
Have you guys never been to the LA County Fair?
They race pigs, turkeys, geese, gooses, geese.
And is it held at the Grove?
Well, that was Girl Pack Pick races.
Yeah, they did. But there were baby piglets.
Where? Like, by Nordstrom?
By the American Girl Doll Store.
Yeah, like where that little road like, is, the cobblestone road. Yeah.
We were just drinking rosé. It was $6. It was
also noon.
It was noon. Well, you know, 5 o'clock for tomorrow. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, what a dream.
Well, they only had beer and then saw us and goes, well, we also have rosé. Yeah. Like, yes.
Yes.
Okay. We'll so take two.
Funny.
Yeah, we omit rosé vibes.
What drink pairs best with a piglet race?
Yes. Exactly. The one that's also pink.
Yeah. Yes.
What was your sour moment?
Not getting to take a photo with the piglet.
We didn't.
Because he was racing.
So sorry. That's tough. For such a pig advocate.
But I love bacon.
Controversial.
In my queso.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I don't know if my sweet and sour moments are going to be that extreme. But I'd say my sweet moment was I just had like a very random conversation with a friend after a few drinks. And it was very like motivational and inspirational. So
what's the advice? What do we need
to
do?
Yeah, what'd you take away?
It was kind of a lot, also considering the conversation happened before I came here. I should probably remember more about it, but I don't. But it was basically sort of like, keep being a great person and like, you know, that sort of thing. So that's the high. I'd say the low of the week was on Thursday? No. Yeah, I think it was Thursday. I had decided I was going to cook a bunch of vegetables that I bought at the farmer's market, and I swore up and down. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I saw this on your social media.
I swore up and down that I had bought two large zucchinis, and I was like, oh, wow, I can make, like, you know, my zucchini squash with, like, grilled onions, like, sautéed and whatever, and that'll last, like, a couple days. Mm-hmm. I start peeling it, and my roommate comes up to me and says, why are you peeling two cucumbers? And I looked at her, and I was just like, what are you talking about? She's like, I literally just told you those were cucumbers, and what did you think they were? I was like, I don't know, zucchinis? I was like, are they different? Apparently they are, America. Apparently zucchinis and cucumbers are two different things. And I just gave up and went and bought french fries instead. So that is my low moment of confusing a zucchini and a cucumber, because that's just how my life is.
You're a problem solver, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Fries.
Yeah. Yeah. Persevere.
Yeah.
All right, Heather.
All right. I'll start with my sour moment. It was breaking my brand new laptop, my MacBook Pro.
Oh, tough times.
It's tough. It shattered the screen.
Did you drop it?
I don't know what happened to it. It
was magic.
It was
I don't understand.
Shattered somehow.
All right.
Spirits.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's Friday the 13th yesterday.
It's true. Oh, that is true.
It's cursed.
It was cursed. My computer was cursed.
There's a demon inside.
Yeah. I think my sweet spot was hanging out with you guys. And this is the second time this week I've actually hung out with Kylie. So that is so exciting.
Extra sweet.
So extra sweet this week.
Oh, that was going to be my sweet spot. Okay, I get to say a second one because I run this thing. Heather and I got a last-minute call. I freelance for Cosmo sometimes, and I got a last-minute call to attend a fashion show at Playboy headquarters. And they were like, you can bring a plus one. And so I was just like, yo, Heather, do you want to go to a Playboy fashion show? And
she was like, some playmates.
Sure. But it was so fun.
It was so fun.
It felt like I was in an episode of Girls Next Door, because it was like models, and then the company is called Yandy, and they make, like, lingerie, but, like, sexy Halloween costumes and stuff. And so they teamed up with Definitely Playboy and did some Playboy Bunny style ones. So all the girls wearing Playboy Bunny ones were actual playmates. And then the rest were just models, but they all kind of look the same to me.
First of all, I thought you guys were at the Playboy Mansion, because I texted Heather and I was like, oh my god, sorry, I know you and Kylie are at the Playboy Mansion. She's like, we're at a Playboy party. But the mansion would have been fun.
I thought it was at the mansion too. And then when I spoke with my editor at Cosmo, I had said to her, I know so many people in LA who've been to the mansion, and now I can finally cross it off my list. And she goes, yeah, this actually isn't So you gotta keep it on your list. But it was really fun. We got little gift bags. And
an what was in the gift bags? Lingerie?
It was like a Playboy bunny, like Halloween mask. Just like a black eye mask with ears.
And then cat socks. Cat socks are so cute.
Yeah, and then a thumb drive.
Oh, and then 20% off of Yandy.com.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah. So we can get our Halloween costumes. Yeah.
So next question, what was on the thumb drive? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I don't
know.
I
didn't open it yet.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys. I hope it's news.
But I did text Madison when I left, and I go, I've never wanted to get my lips done so badly in my life.
Also, like, I've always been so judgy of, like, the modeling world and stuff, because what girl doesn't hate a girl that's prettier than her? But after the end of that, I was like, these girls are so cool. They want to be their best friends.
I know.
Mean, when you say that you work for Cosmo and you're, like, backstage at a fashion show, of course they're going to, like, ham it up for you and be funny. I mean, I got to ask a model, like, if she had nipple problems. Yeah. So I was like, do you have any pasty residue on your nipples? And she was like, yeah.
She's like, you just go in the shower and scrub it off.
Yeah. So,
What a question, Kylie.
Honestly, it was hard-hitting news with Cosmo, guys. They should pay me more for that. All right.
The type of reporting we need in the world.
Yes, truly.
Investigative.
Well, I am just invigorated by everybody's sweet and sour moment. So, now I want to invite everybody to join in, I would say, a fan favorite segment of the show. This is normally Omar's time, where he takes the grocery flyers and gives everybody a rundown of the deals and steals. But this week, because it's such a special episode, we're going to let our guests tell our listeners what are the best deals of the week. So, Omar, well, you can tell where you got all the thingies.
I stole all of them from our neighbors. Because nobody takes the grocery flyers. They stay there, and then someone, I assume our building manager, like, eventually throws them away. So I just grab, like, a stack of, like, six of them. And then I threw out all the useless ones that didn't have anything to do with food. And then I handed them out. And so now our guests are going to tell us what they believe to be the best deals of the week.
Mm-hmm. Heather, you can go first.
Okay, so am I going to do all three of mine?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, what are your three favorite deals?
Okay, so my first one that caught my eye was CPK, California Pizza Kitchen.
What store is this at?
This is at Ralph's.
Okay,
you guys. Laugh, Madison, because you know I text you about CPK pizza all the time.
I know.
Because it's giggling. So expensive. Okay?
Frozen.
Not this week.
Frozen.
Oh, you're right.
Frozen normally it's like $7 for a frozen. So I gotta like really be in the mood for it or like. Yeah.
Or just like, go to the restaurant.
Or she's getting DiGiorno.
Like,
even DiGiorno's expensive.
That's usually what it is, okay? It's like, if CPK's not on sale, then I go to DiGiorno.
Yeah.
Okay, but this week, you guys, it's $3.99 with your card.
Wow! Everybody get to Ralph's.
I'm kind of bummed because this ended today.
So oh, no!
I need to go after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to leave my house and immediately buy all of the CPKs and the Ralph's down the street.
Okay, so my other favorite thing is Honeycrisp apples, and normally they're really expensive as well.
Yep.
But they're $1.98 per pound at Sprouts.
Yeah, so we love Sprouts.
That's a pretty good deal, because normally they're like $3 a pound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed at your grocery knowledge.
I know.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so last but not least, this is not what I eat, but for those of you guys who know, my dog, Bella, she's at Bella the Pirate on Instagram. Shout out to Bella.
She's definitely listening to this.
Go follow her.
So, describe what she looks like.
Okay, so Bella is a teacup chihuahua, and she's brown. She's like 3 pounds, but Bella's 12 years old, and so she has one eye.
That's a pretty important fact.
That's why she's Bella the Pirate, because she has one eye. But
she also steals money from people.
Yes. Yeah. She does. In Bella's old age, she has also lost her teeth. Okay.
Aww.
So to keep Bella healthy, I feed her wet food and baby food. So I've been feeding her the Gerber baby food, the pumpkin and the spinach. And so they're on sale this week.
I'm sorry. Do you like spoon feed your dog?
No. No, she eats off of a plate.
So she eats off of a plate.
Licks it up.
So Madison had a babysit her a couple weeks ago, yes. And she has these pink plates that she prefers to eat, yes, off of. And so you basically, like, take the dog food. So she eats Rachel Ray dog food.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's all, like, natural. And then to, like, put in, like, the vegetables and stuff, I give her baby food. So I give her spinach, green beans, peas, and pumpkin, and baby food. So I get her the Gerber one.
She's very well fed.
Yeah, she's very well
fed. Better than I do.
Yeah,
I know. Same. And so they're on sale this week for $4 for $5. So that's really good.
Yay!
Deal.
Yay! Good job for Bella.
Anyone who has chihuahuas or babies, make use of that deal.
Pirate sized chihuahuas. All right, Daniel, give it to us.
Okay, so I'm going rogue with my first one here, so everybody watch out. So, I don't know if you guys have heard, but Target has a line of wines that is a Target brand, Target only, and it's $5 a bottle.
I didn't know that! What are they, what's the line called?
It's California something, I forget what it's called specifically, but it's a Target brand, and they only sell it at Target.
Wait, where's the wineries? Do you know?
I know
you
nothing
would
about
ask
this.
The
year
I'm
great.
I know, I'm talking about $5 wine, and you're like, what winery is it from, and what year of the bottle?
Hopefully, it's not one of the burn down ones.
Exactly.
I hope not, because you win. No, but honestly, so when I first heard about this, my whole thought was like, oh, $5 wine, like, it can't be that good, because like $5 wine is like barefoot.
That's all I buy.
Like,
right.
Yeah. It's all you buy and you wake up with like a nasty $5 wine hangover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This $5 wine, I tell you what, has not given it to me yet.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've been through 3 bottles in an undisclosed amount of time.
3 hours.
In an undisclosed amount of time. And I have woken up refreshed and perfectly fine each time after drinking a couple of glasses.
Wow.
So
it's also a sign of alcoholism. But I'm trying to take that as it's good wine.
Again, like I was discussing before the podcast started, I'm gearing up to be a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
San Fernando Valley.
Real Housewife of North Hollywood. Basically. So that would be my first deal of the week. It's not on sale. It's just an everyday thing. It's the California something. It's a very unique looking thing. And it's literally not $4.99. It's $5.00. And it's worth it. Especially their red blend.
Did you guys, this is a little bit of knowledge following up on that Target is actually trying to create all Target-based products to enhance the customer experience. My sister is doing a study on this in college, and that's why they just came out with the new athleisure line Joy Lab. I don't know if you guys have checked it out. It's awesome. It's kind of like a off-brand Lululemon, but it's still really
cute.
I'll
take it. I can't afford real
Exactly.
Yeah, right, same.
And that's so they're, like, doing their own brand of athletic line, home, and now I guess wine. So
awesome.
Go to Target, you guys.
There's also
cool.
a new men's clothing line as well.
What's it called? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head.
Omi, let's go after this.
Let's do it.
Let's give you a makeover and buy some wine.
It's better than, like, their, what is it, Massimo?
Yeah.
I really like it. It's really trendy, stylish. Woo! There's, like, business casual stuff. So if you have to, like, actually dress up and not wear, you know, graphic tees to work, like I do, then that might be a good
alternative. Yeah, Target's stepping up their game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just realized.
Kitchen Table App and Target.
I was going to say, Target should be sponsoring us, and also my brother works for Target Corporate, and he works in the candy. He's a candy man. That's what he says. I'm the candy man. I don't know why I haven't asked him to hook it up, but knowing him, he would be grouchy and say no.
Yeah.
Please
and if he listens to this, he'll hear me call him grouchy, but I'm not going to tell him that I said it.
Until
I have to test him and see if he listens to this.
Good.
For him to find out he's grouchy.
What did I say in this episode of
You are going rogue.
Podcast?
Yeah.
What did we say?
Yeah. Exactly. Finish your deal.
What are the rest?
Second deal. I promise I'm not an alcoholic, but I did notice that Tito's is on sale for $13.99 each.
Oh,
what I did not notice is that you must buy 3 for it to be that
I feel like they say that, but then you can still... They just
Not at Ralph's.
No, really?
Not at Ralph's, no.
Yeah, find yourself some friends and get three things
to
eat.
Yeah. Find yourself throw a party. Throw there a foodie queso party with, like, vodka.
Perfect.
And, like, have a blast. Exactly. You know, $13.99 each.
Ooh, margaritas and queso?
That sounds great.
Yes. Ooh, yeah, that does. And I say my third is... There's nothing... I'm not a fan of Pillsbury. I
love Pillsbury grams.
Oh, my God.
My mom used to make those every Sunday morning.
Oh, my God.
So good.
I'm, like, all homemade when it comes to that. But I will say, I'm a huge yogurt fan, and...
I just said he's extra.
No, I bake my own baked goods, or I buy my croissants fresh from the bakery around the corner.
Woo!
Wow, that's so fancy.
That's so extra.
I know, maybe my $5 extra. Wine. I will say Chobani Flip Yogurt is on sale for $5.
Oh.
And that's another good go-to for me when I stock up on things to just, like, have it work. So,
yeah.
Like, yogurt, oatmeal, Lean Cuisines. Those are my go-tos. Lean Cuisines just went off of sale, so don't rush to the stores.
Ooh.
Yeah. Those are good deals. Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
All right, Holly, give it to us straight.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying I don't know how much things cost, because I don't believe in a want versus need. I think if you want it, you need it.
Yeah.
So I just walk down every aisle, and if I want it, I put it in my cart. So I don't know how much things cost. But I will say I circled red wine.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a deal.
What store?
This is Ralph's.
Okay.
And it just says save $24 instantly on groceries when you buy 6 bottles of wine.
So
sold. Yeah.
No, yeah.
So I guess I'll buy 6. Because saving money is great. Also, I circled some skulls. And it's saving 40% on Halloween decor. Because I love Halloween and I love skulls. Because who doesn't?
I thought you were talking about skull, the chip tobacco, and I was about to get very sad.
Were you about to judge her? Hard
we're about to kick her off the podcast.
I was about to say, you need to go back to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where those are the only people I know who chew tobacco.
I would never bring someone into the group who chews skull tobacco. Let's be
no,
real.
I like decorative skulls. Yeah. And like not real human ones, because those are kind of gross, but like... Decorative ones are cute. I'm into those.
Okay, so today we were at Trader Joe's and they had those really cute, like decorative skulls that are painted different colors and they have succulents sticking out of the top of their head. And I said, Omi, if I bought this, would it be cultural appropriation? And
we
I said, no, it's cultural appreciation because she's been to Mexico City and she loves my family.
Okay. Well, we actually had this, Holly and I had this conversation today because we were like, it would be cute if we were sugar skulls for Halloween, but our friend said we couldn't do that because it's cultural appropriation.
But you can get away with it because you're Latina.
I'm half Hispanic, but I look very white.
100% white.
Yes. but like I say, from the waist up, I'm Kansas. From the waist down, I'm Hispanic. And I know you guys can't get a visual, but trust me, if you saw me, you'd understand.
Madison's got a cute booty.
Madison Hill 93 2Ds. Check it out if you want to see.
Wow, it's like she's done that before.
Exactly.
What a thought.
All right, Madison. Wait, were those all your deals?
Hey, one more.
Okay, give it to us.
So the third one is Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
And it says it's $1.99, and I don't know if that's a steal or not, but I love Dr. Pepper, so that's really...
Okay, so what are your thoughts on diet Dr. Pepper?
See, I can't do diet. The aspartame gives me migraines.
There's aspartame in diet Dr. Pepper, but not regular?
Yeah.
I think just, like, all diet sodas, gum, like...
Yeah.
I can't.
That explains why I gained almost 30 pounds driving the Wienermobile. I was drinking Diet Dr. Pepper with my veggie sub from Subway every day for lunch as I worked at a Walmart in the middle of the
day. Have you ever had the Dr. Pepper with real sugar? It's a Texas thing. Omar?
I don't know if I've had it.
Okay,
maybe.
Well, it's amazing. So just
See,
and it's green label.
Oh yeah. Regular Dr. Pepper to me is too sweet, but Diet Dr. Pepper, it's just like in the commercials. There's a straw coming out of a candy or like a cupcake. I was gonna say a candy cane.
Yeah. Well, I like fountain sodas better because they're less bubbly, more syrupy.
Interesting.
Yeah. She likes.
Let's fight about this.
Yeah.
All right, Madison, give us your deals, Double D.
Well, as Kylie said, I'm from Kansas City, so I have to give a shout-out to Ralph's here for having a deal on ribs. It's a $2.99 with your card, which sign up, because why not, for pork spare ribs.
Ooh.
So I don't know how to cook those, but I imagine they would be delightful. And then my other deal, Pepper Jack cheese. Where was that?
There.
Oh, from
Sprouts.
$4.99 for a pound, a bulk cut. Nice. Wow, you can really go wild with a bulk cut.
A lot of cheese.
And then last but yeah, continuing the cheese theme of tonight. And then last but not least, I think as Kylie also said, I have a very nice, cute apartment that I like to always decorate. So you guys, roses are on sale. And what store is this now?
I don't know what Pavilion.
Oh, at Pavilions, you can get $7.99 or $17.99 for a bouquet of pink roses.
Wow. Ooh.
Not much of a steal, but if you're really looking to go the extra mile to decorate your apartment, I suggest it.
Okay. Yeah.
Lovely. What an amazing deals and steals segment.
I feel like we did not help your listeners at all. We just gave them most random things.
This perfect. Never helps our listeners because they don't live in Wisconsin and don't have any of these stores.
Target is everywhere.
That's true. Target. I think Daniel's
the most helpful
one. Yes. Thank you, Daniel.
Yes. And if you have a toothless dog, I showed how to pick them before.
That's right. Exactly. If you have a toothless one-eyed chihuahua that weighs 3 pounds, then you know how to
feed
it. Okay. So, normally this is the interview portion. I wanted to do just a little bit of getting to know everybody around the table. So I want everybody to go around the table and say one thing that a lot of people don't know about you.
Okay.
Does anybody want to go first? Everybody looks very distraught by this question. I thought it would bring us closer together. Daniel looks like he just
saw
a ghost.
I'll go. He's shook.
Madison, go first.
So if you looked at me, you wouldn't think this, but I have
half Hispanic.
Yes, exactly. No, but I have 4 tattoos, so I like tattoos.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
oh.
One on my 2 on my wrist, 1 behind my ear, and 1 on my foot.
What are they all?
So the one on my wrist is Dharma. It means always do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Just a nice daily reminder. The one on my other wrist, it's tiny.
Greg.
It's a little H for my last name, Hill. My whole family, we only had girls, so Hill will die with us. Fingers crossed if I get married. Jesus, you guys, the chances are looking slim. And then I have one on my foot and one behind my ear.
What's the one behind your ear?
The one behind my ear is for my best friend, Kelsey. I'm going to tell her to listen now. Her dad passed away 5 years ago, and this one behind my ear is a note to him. He was like,
aww,
a second dad. So, I don't want to get sad. He was a great man, and he would not want us to be sad. He would want us to keep drinking and keep going with Foodie Call.
I like her dad already.
I know.
Everyone
else looks scared.
Yeah, everyone looks scared. Holly, you have one?
Holly's
seem like you're ready to
Holly's
talk.
Screaming.
Yeah, so I'm pretty positive my family is in the mob. And, like, no one will confirm that for me, but I'm really hopeful.
I'm
going to
clap for this because I feel like this means I'm on the right side.
I'm into it, and I'm really pushing to, like, find out where my mob ties are.
Okay.
But, you know, no one will confirm it, and when I poke around, people get very angry.
What makes you suspect that you're in a mafia family?
Okay, so we're Italian, and my dad's mother's maiden name is Bruno, and the house that they lived in, there was a massacre there, and coincidentally, a different Bruno family, the St. Valentine's Day massacre, they, like, shot out and, like, killed a ton of people at this parade. My dad says, no, it was a different Bruno family. And I'm like, that's, like, a big coincidence. You have the same last name in the same house. And also there was, like, false walls places. And, like, they would get mad if I tried to, like, go into them. And I was also told there's brass knuckles somewhere in the family. And then, like, years later when I tried to find them, I was, like, slapped. Like, you know, not physically, but, like, they're like, stop. Yeah.
Whoa.
No more. So
Holly's a mafia princess.
Yeah, and I was very angry with my dad because he's obviously not in it, and I was upset with him for not joining it.
I've been on, like, Mafia Wives or, like, whatever.
Mob Wives.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm obsessed with the mob.
Yes. We were just talking about this.
Today. Yeah.
Wow.
That our parents
like old mob.
Sopranos.
Mob now is, like, stupid, but, like, old time mob was cool.
Yeah.
You're like a mob hipster. I prefer their early days.
Yeah.
Have you been to, you're from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
When I was in Philly with the Wienermobile, there is a prison that's now a museum you can go into.
Eastern State Penitentiary.
It is so creepy, and I don't like to do creepy ghosty things.
Oh, wait.
And I went in, like, right around Halloween.
Oh, they
you
have
it. You can see Al Capone's, like, he had, like, a rug and, like, a radio in his cell.
Is that the one they turn into a maze? Like,
yes,
a
Halloween time.
I did that.
Yeah.
I did that.
And they can touch you, and you wear, like, a different band if you want them to touch you.
Yes, I had the different band. Absolutely.
Yep.
That's
terrifying.
Let them touch you?
No. I had the one where you could not touch me. I was not playing that.
It's very
haunted. Who are these people touching you?
The actors. Like, the people who are, like, scaring you in the haunted
house. Wow. I was in there in the middle of the day, and I was terrified.
No, we did this at night. They can actually, like, grab you and like take you off to the side.
No,
like,
nope.
Yeah,
it feels illegal. Yeah,
and it's like for real haunted.
Yeah, so. Well, because what was it, the first penitentiary in the U.S.? So it's like all these souls who were held for like, they kept them alone in a cell. I forgot what that's called.
Solitary
confinement. Yeah. And then they would put a hole in the ceiling because it was supposed to be like, you're supposed to pray to God and be like, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, what a bummer. Like,
I did not know that. We took an interesting
I got really into the tour. Yeah.
Well, I took a bunch of criminal justice classes in college, and, like, that was a field trip we took. We went to go to the Eastern State Penitentiary and saw Al Capone's cell. And I was like, oh, family.
Are you
okay?
My Uncle Al.
Talk to me.
I'm home.
As I bring my Ouija board.
Uncle Al, do you have a message for us?
Are you into those, like, crime podcast shows, like Serial or The Jinx or any of those?
So, I haven't listened to any of them, but, like, Madison, I love Investigation Discovery. Like, I love murders.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Like, you know.
Okay. I love we just started watching the Law & Order True Crime, The Mendez Brothers.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yes.
I
love
that.
So good.
That's got Edie Falco as
Yep.
What's her face?
Yep.
With the perm.
Yeah, the lawyer.
It's so good. We love
It's very good.
True crime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Murders.
Speaking of true crime, I love American Vandal.
Oh.
Our friend Ryan is the teacher, Mr. Krasz.
Oh my god.
The like curly haired the curly haired teacher who's like
the cool one.
The cool one who's not
that gets
cool.
fired for being too cool.
I know him.
I know him.
You guys are famous.
Anyway, he's
famous
a very funny
adjacent.
Comedian. His name is Ryan O'Flanagan.
He'll be episode 30.
Yeah. Do you think he would ever come on
here? I'm sure if we asked him.
Ryan, we're just going to keep saying your
but
name.
But only,
until...
only if he does that character that he does on Funny or Die.
Oh, yeah. If you search Ryan O'Flanagan on Funny or Die, he does all these... When he's on the road for comedy, he'll make videos on his phone of whatever city he's in and be like, I'm here in... Reno, Nevada is the greatest little city in the world. And then he just, like, freaks out over random things, and it'll be like, you know,
it's
he'll be
much
at the post office.
Than we're doing.
I can't imagine, he'll be at the post office and be like, oh my god, this is the famous post office.
Oh, anyway, I have seen that. I did see one in Reno.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of funny.
Yes.
Even though I hate Reno.
He's really funny. I'm ruining his shtick. Anyways, Daniel, what don't we know about you?
Well, what you don't know about me and what I also didn't know is that we have so much in common.
Are you in the mob?
So,
wait, Holly and Daniel just became best friends.
Yeah,
let's find out why.
So,
we did.
So, while I was not in the mob, it's from what I understand on my mom's side of the family. I don't know if you guys saw the movie with Denzel Washington, American Gangster.
That was you.
Yes, that was me. That was me, Heather.
I am Denzel.
Surprise, I am Frank Lucas. No,
surprise, I'm 84 years old.
Apparently, from what I understand, the actual Frank Lucas is a cousin of mine on my mom's side somewhere. Yeah. So, but that's not what I was going to go to as my thing, but also I'd been to the same, like, the thing that we were talking about earlier. Yeah, the penitentiary. At this time of year, actually, it would have been this week 4 years ago, I went.
Oh, wow.
That's wild.
Wow.
But the thing I was going to say that people wouldn't know about me is that I'm actually a super athletic, like, single sport athlete. I play kickball.
Ooh.
Somewhat professionally.
You're
good. Yes. I have my own team.
And I name the team.
Heather named the team. Pitches B. Cray.
That's a great name.
Pitches with a P. Don't worry. We're not mean. and then that's one of my teams. The other team is the Divas. So, and on said team, I am Erica Jane. So.
We even have names on the
team.
We
do.
Wow.
There's Erica Jane. There's Kylie Minogue. There's...
Is there a Kylie Jenner?
No. Kardashians are not allowed.
Swift.
There is
a
Taylor Swift.
It's a good rule.
There's Idina Menzel.
I almost did that.
To be fair to John Travolta, that is a weird name that's hard to say.
It is, right? Especially after a glass of wine. Like,
or a lot of hair plug transplants. He probably can't read a teleprompter the same way.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's just all like...
Yeah, and Scientology messes with you, too.
I didn't want to say it, but, you know.
I
said it. I'll alienate our listeners if they're Scientologists. Please unsubscribe.
Well, now all the Scientology people are going to listen.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
that might be good.
I'm desperate for any fans. So
I'll take the personality test.
Yeah. I want to find out what
number. No, it's
like
auditing. You guys get your.
I want to get audited.
Oh, have you watched the Leah Remini?
Yes.
Oh,
it's so good.
Leah Remini is literally my queen.
Yes.
I am obsessed with her.
She seems like she'd slap the shit out of you if
she,
you look at
yeah.
her.
She would.
Yeah, she even, would.
She was, like, saying, which this, like, spoke to me, she was like, reporters who don't ask Scientologists the tough questions, like, you're a little...
Biatch. Wow.
And I love her. She's hardcore. I read her book. I love reading about Scientology. Yes. I'm sorry to alienate any listeners, but you guys are...
Don't worry.
Next
you guys
week
are crazy.
On the Foodie Podcast, yes. We take on Scientology.
We take on Scientology. It is crazy.
Foodie
Podcast
versus Scientology.
Exactly. We will win. I know a lot of facts.
Leah Remini is going to be our guest. I'm just kidding, but like,
gotta
Leah, that'd be
this
great.
Place.
We'll go to her house. It's fine.
We'll ask all the hard-hitting questions, like, how do you get the sticky glue off your nipples?
All right, Heather, okay, what's Heather. Your fun fact?
Okay, so this isn't really, like, about me, but it is kind of about me. Ooh. But it's the only thing I can think of right now is my dad and my grandpa both have sports stadiums named after them.
What?
Oh, what?
Yes.
Like, not coincidentally they have the same name, but, like, they were
they
named...
both each have a stadium named after them specifically.
Like, they were great men.
They were great men, and
they are.
They are.
They are.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where are these stadiums?
So the... the baseball stadium at Sacramento State University is named John Smith Stadium.
Shut up.
Whoa.
That's why.
Yeah, that's why. It's named after my dad.
Oh, I didn't
a fellow
know
that. Sacramento resident didn't know that.
Yes.
I knew it was named that, but I didn't know why.
But in all fairness, John Smith is a common
yeah, name. Yeah, he also like
be the
Dame Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Are you like half Pocahontas?
I am.
That's not correct.
I
need to edit that part out.
Wait, this is cultural appreciation.
Yeah.
I am Pocahontas' daughter.
Appreciating Disney culture, you guys.
And then Kimball High in Tracy, California is named Don Nicholson Stadium after my grandpa.
Oh. And that's your grandpa on your mom's side.
Yes, my grandpa on my mom's side was the football coach in Tracy for, I don't know, like 40-something years. And he was the athletic director at the high school there, too.
Wow.
So,
wow. Was your mom like a sports groupie growing up?
My mom was a cheerleader in high school.
So, yes.
So, and my uncles played, or they're wrestlers, I guess.
But, get it, Terry.
Yeah.
Ooh. Does Terry listen?
Terry will listen. Give her a shout out.
Hi, Terry. Terry is Pop Art's number one fan and hopefully also Foodie Call's number one fan. We could use a fan. I'm kidding. We did a fan of the week last week and it was Michelle Ozuna. I was going to say Heather Smith this week. I'll say Heather Smith. Fan of the week, Heather Smith.
Thank you.
Yay.
Because I was supposed to actually get it week two if you don't remember.
I feel like I gave your name a shout out before, or maybe I thought I did,
thought
and then
you
I forgot.
Did, and you forgot.
Sorry, Heather.
It's okay. We'll
better it late than never, right?
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to circle this back to food, considering my brother gave me a note that we don't talk about food enough on this podcast, but he also only listened to one episode, so step up your game, Justin. So this party was Queso Party. Omar is known in the Los Angeles comedian community for having great queso. So, Omi, would you bless the listeners with your world-famous queso recipe?
Oh, all right. They've been good enough. The more, they're not the Mormons, the Scientologists. The Mormons, too, I'm sure, are great at listening.
We have a big Mormon listening.
Big Mormon listening, big Scientology. Not so much the Quakers.
No. Can't seem to get that demo.
Yeah.
There's a Quaker church right next to my house at home.
Oh. A mafia
so we
Quaker.
Could.
Yeah.
Right? Irony.
So yeah, so I make this queso. It's my mom's recipe. I make it once a year for my birthday. And so every comedian that is close to me, because I don't invite them all because there's too many and they're all parasites. If I advertise free food, then they would all just swarm down on our apartment and take everything.
Yeah. And leave just like a crumbly chip mess all over our
carpet.
Yeah,
it would
like
be
former Foodie Call
plague.
Guest Jeff Amaral, who I guarantee is not listening to
oh,
this.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
I watched him last weekend just stand in our living room and stuff queso in his mouth and chip crumbles just like fell all over our carpet. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm vacuuming now. Anyways, now that I've shamed Jeff.
So yeah, so first week of October, expect a queso party. But for those who aren't in the special invite group, you can make your own queso at home. So the ingredients are, you get half a pack of bacon, and you chop it up into like small pieces. You cook that in a pan until it's you know, cooked. Not like super crispy, but like just before that. And then you scoop it out. You use the bacon grease to cook the onion and jalapeno, which I didn't do for yours because you're a vegetarian.
Thank you.
I cooked yours in olive oil. But anyway, so normally I cook the bacon, cook the diced onion and jalapeno in the bacon grease, and then add the bacon to it a little later, and then just cook that and then set it aside. And then in a big pot, I heat up a can of evaporated milk, a can of cream of mushroom soup, and then slowly melt in the Velveeta cheese, just kind of like slice by slice, like in half-inch slices. If you do it all at once, it'll take too long and it'll just like get burned on the stove. So you do it slowly, and it takes a while. It's kind of annoying, but it's worth it. And then you can also add like milk or water if it's too thick. It will probably be too thick, so you just like have to thin it out with something. And then towards the end, you dump in the onion, jalapeno, bacon into the cheese, and then at the very end, once it's all cooked, then you just dice up a tomato and throw that in, more like as a garnish. It doesn't even have to cook, just mix it all in. And there you have it.
So it's that's really low make... calorie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super low calorie. Yeah. Keto, paleo, Whole30, yeah. Everything. It checks off all the boxes.
Delicious.
FitFam.
Yeah, especially hashtag FitFam.
Yeah. Yes. It's delicious.
Yeah, so feel free to go off into the world and make your own queso, guys. Yes. Make your own Gloria Nava queso.
Do it for Gloria. She's a sweetheart. Okay, so that I feel like is whenever we're invited to a party and we're told to bring something, that's like our go-to. What are your like go-to, like what's your specialty? I feel like everybody is good at something, even if it's like heating up Easy Mac.
I knew there was going to be a dig at someone when I heard heat up something. I was like, it's either going to be at Heather or it's going to be at Lean Cuisines and at me. I knew somebody was going to go.
Listen, woo, Heather was talking about Easy Mac earlier, and it reminded me of my friend Josh in college, who always was very particular about the way he made Easy Mac, and it tasted extra good when he did it. And I don't know.
Did he use milk instead of water?
I have no idea.
Did he use
queso? You're supposed to use milk.
I only use water.
You're supposed to use water.
If you use milk, it gets a little bit thicker.
Yeah, probably.
Also put some, like, actual cheese in there.
I think he would sprinkle in other cheeses. Yeah. But anyways, so Josh was good at it. Not a dig at you, Heather. Anyways, what is everyone's favorite thing to cook? How about I word it that way? Or favorite thing to make? Ooh. Wow, crickets.
Oh, I have two things.
Go for it.
Everyone
for
all
the
at
mic.
Once.
Yeah. You, I know what
the count of three.
Okay, well, the one thing.
Mac and cheese.
There's three things in it.
Okay. I know one.
So, the one thing that these Daniel and Madison have had and they, like, absolutely love is my homemade mac and cheese.
Oh,
great.
It's freaking amazing.
Also, very Whole30. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Vegan friendly.
Our friend Heather, her husband actually licked the plate clean because he liked it that much.
Wow.
So, apparently it's really, people like it. But I also bring brownies to everything because I'm obsessed with brownies. So brownies and mac and cheese I usually bring places. But if you're ever at my house, I make really, really good crepes.
Ooh, Heather, you're so fancy.
Wait, that is
so
random.
We've been friends for so long, and I've never...
Same. Why wasn't that your fun fact about you?
That is, like, the most... I did not see that.
Wait, also, are you making a crepes for brother?
Huh? Do you make crepes for your dogs? Like, who are you making crepes for?
Well, sometimes I'll make...
None of us know
I'll
about
make
crepes.
Them, and then you can make them, like, into dessert crepes or, like, savory crepes. So I'll do, like... For breakfast and then for dessert. So normally, like, if someone comes and stays the weekend with me, then I'll, like...
So we're coming over tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm, like, moving in. Like, I have a bag in my trunk.
They're delicious, you guys. Okay, wow. They're so good.
I feel gypped.
I'm moved.
So we'll have to have a slumber party then.
Yeah.
Next Foodie Call episode, slumber party edition.
Yes.
And then we can have the dogs join in.
Yeah.
That shit crepe.
Punch
up.
Who else? What's your specialty?
I feel like I don't really have a specialty. I just, like, look on Pinterest and then... Oh! Corn dip! You're right, Holly. Yeah. Okay, so I make a corn dip. Again, very Midwest of me. It's very healthy.
Love it.
It involves sour cream, mayo, cheese, corn, Mexi corn, and jalapenos.
Yeah. But healthy because it's corn.
Yeah, it's a vegetable. It you get your daily dose of vegetables. Yeah. You have to let it sit for at least an hour or else like it doesn't taste the same. And it's, yeah, it's delicious.
It's refreshing by the pool.
It's refreshing. It's really great. It goes great with champs, which is also my signature drink. But that.
I'm sorry about champagne.
Yes, champagne. And, yeah, so corn dip, I guess. Kind of,
Well, I guess my favorite thing to bring somewhere is this brie that I make.
It is and so you make good.
Brie? Well, I don't make the brie. It? I bake it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She home makes details. Brie.
Yeah, no, not that
brie. She lives on a dairy farm, guys. Okay.
So she has a cow.
I milk the cows. I have a farmers. Stable. Yeah, I'm
so
a mafia farmer.
So do you have to pay extra in your apartment building to, like, park the cows? Yeah, no, like
no, no, no. They have to pay the mob to let me live there.
Okay, got it.
The mob collects tax.
So do you have to move the cow on street sweeping day?
Yeah. Okay, no, the cow is its own apartment.
Tell us your brie.
So yeah, I buy a giant block of brie and I put fig jam on top of it.
Yum.
Bake that and then slice up a baguette and dip it in there. And that is, it sounds very odd, but it's so good.
Delicious.
It's very good.
The fig jam is hard to find though, wouldn't you say?
It is, yeah. And when you ask, they're usually like, I don't know what that is. They're like, check the jelly aisle. And I'm like, well, it's not in there. But, it would
go
be
for
with
the
your
fig.
Fancy cheeses.
Yes, go that for
the fig. That
sounds
good.
But yeah, it's very good. It's very good.
It's always a crowd pleaser.
It is. And it's so easy.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Did you give us yours, Daniel?
I didn't. I also don't remember the question.
Oh, what's like your favorite thing to make? Or like, what's your specialty?
Zucchini
like?
Cucumbers.
Cucumber noodles.
Okay, so my favorite thing to make... when I'm not being rushed, because I'm not one of those people that can just, like, rush and throw something together in the kitchen. If I cook something, it's a whole ordeal, and it's a nightmare. But my go-to thing is either for, like, breakfast, because that's, like, the easiest thing to not screw up, is either mini spinach quiche or frittatas.
Mm.
And the last time I tried to make them, I started, like, cracking eggs and, like, making them, and my grandma comes over, she's like, there's 4 eggs left. Just use the rest of them. I'm like, no, I don't know the proportions. There's too much math involved. Like, I don't know how much salt or anything to put in. She's like, ah, it'll be fine. Just put it in there and then put some milk. And I was just like, okay, I guess. So that's like my go-to thing to like make is like a long-term thing. You just roll out the, you know, pie crust and like put it in the little mini cupcake bags. Yeah. And, like, you know, throw the egg and, like, the spinach. And, like, if you do bacon.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. My go-to thing to take places, because I'm either, A, always running late or going from, like, one place to the other, I can never just, like, carry a thing to take. So it's usually me texting the host and being like, hey, what do you need me to bring? And if they don't text back, I usually go with, like, cookies or chips. But not, like, you know, Chips Ahoy or anything like that. It's usually like
the bakery.
Preferably yes. Preferably like the Costco ones.
Costco cookies are so good.
The soft cookies with the icing is like our favorite.
Yes.
Yeah,
good. We have some friends who
$3.99 at Ralph's.
Costco has like some cookies out right now that taste just like these cookies in New York City from, I think it's called Levain Bakery. Mm-hmm.
Is that the
they're
big ones?
Big,
yeah.
Yeah, yes. And they're super thick, and they're like, they're honestly like almost the size of a dinner plate, or like a small saucer. Microwave it, and then put like a scoop of ice cream on it. Oh my god.
Wow.
Heather's taking selfies right now. I'm actually a little jealous I'm not in the selfie.
She's gotta get her Bumble game up.
Okay.
Don't judge her.
So, I made a game, and I want everyone to... Okay, so it's called Party Animal or Party Fowl. And you can say, if it's something you agree with or you like, say Party Animal. And if it's something you don't like or agree with, say Party Fowl.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, like, a topic or a thing, and then you guys can...
Do we all answer at once, or do we go around?
We'll go around.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. First things first. Every Kardashian being pregnant... Meaning Kourtney is pregnant, Kim's surrogate is pregnant.
Wait, Kourtney's pregnant?
Nope, that... Well,
so it's well, allegedly, all of the Kardashians are pregnant. None of them have confirmed anything.
Right.
But allegedly, Kourtney's pregnant. Entertainment expert over here, Madison, seems to disagree.
Yes. Okay, so I say party foul, one.
Okay.
You okay? Well, I guess party animal for Chloe, but party fowl for the rest. One.
So everyone is supposedly pregnant, except for Kendall.
Except for Kendall.
And Chris.
Chris too.
Chris has
plot twist. I'm
so
glad.
So
Caitlin's
pregnant Caitlin. Too. Yeah. So Chloe is the only one I would say party animal because, you know, she has been trying. She's in a committed relationship. She's mature by Kardashian standards.
Yeah.
The rest, specifically Kylie. When I found out, if you follow me on Instagram, I had a lot of feels about it, mainly negative. One, the girl is 20. She has the maturity of a 16-year-old. I don't think she should be procreating. I don't really think any of the Kardashians should be procreating, but especially Kylie. And Kourtney, like, she just got rid of Scott. Scott is dating a teenager. Which is accurate for Scott's maturity level, let's be honest.
He's dating Sophia Richie, right?
Right. She's 19. He's 34. Fun fact, they like to make out on Instagram stories. So you can also follow them if you want to be grossed
out.
Why
don't we do that on
You
me?
Should. You guys should.
You're not young enough.
His stepdaughter will see.
Yeah, exactly. But Kourtney, I don't think it's true. There were multiple reports this week that said it wasn't. I don't know. I just have... My main concern is with Kylie. I just think there's all these things that have stories have come out that she wants to have a young hot mom clothing line. And I just think her followers are going to be like, wow, Kylie's cool and Kylie's pregnant. I want to be cool and pregnant. And I just have a lot of problems with that. So I'm very party foul with the Kardashian pregnancy. Sorry, I have a lot of feels. I'm trying to keep it short.
Also, Kylie is the most boring Kardashian, so if she has a baby, it's just going to be a boring-ass baby.
Yeah.
You think she's an interesting
one? Also, she's been posting... Every time she posts something on social media, I immediately run, and it's never anything. It's like, look at my new Kylie highlighter. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Show me the bump.
Daniel, party animal or party fowl?
On all of them being...
Allegedly all of the Kardashian pregnancies.
I don't think I should comment on that.
Whoa. Oh, because your job?
Oh,
yeah. You have to be pro-Kardashian?
Okay, so...
I'm supposed to be pro-Kardashian.
Do you also sign, like, I promise to love the Kardashian?
I signed my life away, so, like, at any moment, Kim Kardashian and, like, Kris Jenner could come and whisk me away and, like, lock me in, like, solitary confinement. In Calabasas. I don't know. I've heard a lot of kind of, like, conflicting things when it comes to them being pregnant and what's true and what's not and kind of, like... I don't know. It's a lot. If you think about it, the whole MO of the Kardashians in general is sort of like deny until
the very last minute.
It's like the
we
very
all
last
confirm
moment.
Together.
Like, yeah. And so it's kind of really hard to tell like who's what, no matter what rumors.
You
are
really
out
don't
there.
Think Kylie's pregnant?
I don't know. I don't know what to think. That's the thing. That's not even me like being, you know, like worky. It's just like
after
I don't
the,
know what
after
to
After this,
believe.
I want to show you a couple Instagrams and let's talk.
Oh, don't worry. I know. I'm sure I know. I'm
you
sure
know, because we do. We
ones.
Do stories about this.
Yeah.
It's like literally, like Kylie does anything on social media, we have to do a story on it. And
like,
no,
I've seen pictures and I've seen like you know all of the memes on Instagram and like people tag me and everything because they're just like, did you know about this? Do you know about this? I'm like, no, I don't know Kylie personally. Like, I have not talked to her. I'm sorry. Like, I can't help you.
Yeah, she sounds like a lame friend anyway.
But, I think she'd be, like, kind of fun. And, like, a weird, maybe not for us, but, like...
There's a bump there.
Yes, I saw that.
We're looking at her Instagram account.
We're analyzing...
Her second most recent Instagram post, and, you guys, her, first of all, she has got pregnancy boobs. Second of all, she's got
her
freaking bump. Look at that.
Well, but that's the other thing is when was that picture taken? That could be a shadow.
She posts like such
later
old photos sometimes.
There's a lot of, that could have been taken God knows when. I know, I do it. I have pictures from July that I'm like still queuing up on my Instagram. So don't come for that whole motive. But I don't know, it's just so hard and it's just like, maybe if one of them was, you know, supposedly pregnant, then it might be believable for that, but it's like, that and then the Chloe rumor, and then Kim, I guess, has a surrogate apparently. And now, I guess, you're saying Kourtney is, and
With
I'm saying Chris is, I guess. I'm just like,
now you're starting rumors.
It's just like so hard to tell. Like, for all we know, Corey Gamble could be pregnant.
Yeah.
So, who's that?
He's Chris's boyfriend.
Oh, how old is he? 14?
He's like 30.
He's in between Courtney.
Ooh, he's so old.
Wait, he's younger than Courtney?
Yeah, he's younger than Courtney.
I didn't know that.
He's younger than Courtney, but Chris, I think he's Jenner. Older than... I think
he's like Kim's age, I think.
Crib robber or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, Trey.
I know, but like...
They've been together a while, too.
Yeah.
I think it's just he's sucking off the tea, you know?
She's a sugar mama.
The tea as in like...
No, the teat.
Teeth. Oh, the teeth. Oh, okay. Yeah. So again, do we mean like fame-wise or like actual?
This is Madison Hill Entertainment Reporter. Five glasses of wine in. The honesty's coming out.
Okay. Hi, Heather. Do you have any thoughts?
I say, what was my option? Party foul.
Party animal or party foul?
Okay, party animal on Chloe. Super excited for her. Kim, sure. I mean, you're married. You have kids already. Whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to have more babies, go for it. Kylie, I don't know. Because, okay, let me just say I'm a lot older than Kylie, and I can't afford to have a child, but she can. So, therefore,
well,
if you can support it.
Yeah.
Her money feels
nanny.
Dirty.
And afford a nanny.
To raise it.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I mean,
you know, that kid's going to get... fed and clothed and taken care of by somebody.
That kid will be better clothed than literally all of us.
Right.
I hate to say it, but like it will. I'm in a derby t-shirt.
So right.
Of all people, I can say that.
So, I was originally party foul, but then thinking about it, like how cool is that to have all of your first cousins the same age?
For
like,
sure.
That's gotta be cool.
I would have loved that.
You know, like, so I think that's cool. But at the same time, like, do I want to be 20 and pregnant? Hell no. I don't want to be 25 and pregnant. But, like, again, she can support the kid. So, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Do you, girl.
Yeah.
Do right. you.
Okay.
I'm party animal because I feel like they're punking America. And if they're not, it's the greatest scheme they've ever come
Think
up with.
Think of this.
They had to have gotten themselves all on the same ovulation cycle. To be, like, pregnant all at the same... It's miraculous.
But think about it. The magazine, cover of all of them with
pregnant
bellies.
Pumps.
I mean, they're going to make so
Kim
much
next
money.
To her surrogate.
Yeah.
And then all the rest of them just with, like, bellies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That'll be their
and then Chris Jenner
post
Chipotle.
Yeah.
Chris Jenner
post
Chipotle.
Yeah. Wait, you guys, do you think when these babies come out, Chris Jenner's there with her contracts? Like,
oh, yeah. Child she first started taking, like, baby
the footprint.
Yeah. Like, you know, they do that in the hospital. That's not going for hospital records. That's going to Chris Jenner's.
Yeah. She's like, 10% off the top.
Like,
let's
I'm getting
go.
My 10% right here, right now.
I mean, that is a lot more than 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Dream Kardashians made Chris some money, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what they say, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
That's good.
That's good. That's going to be my new mirror message.
I saw that once. I saw that once on Twitter, and I was just like, "Yep, that's it."
Yeah,
that's an incredible motto to wake up to.
That's going
to
be my new tramp stamp.
Hence why I want to change my like kickball name from to Kris Jenner.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Omi, do you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I'm party neutral. I don't really care.
You're staying home. You're having a wine night in on this one. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Okay, what's party animal one? Or party foul? Asking for a Wi-Fi password at a party.
Oh, God. Party foul.
Yeah.
Are
party
you joking?
Foul.
Party foul. Put your phone away.
We're in 2017. You should have unlimited data now.
Yeah.
Everywhere
yeah,
offers
so
it,
tacky.
That's it.
Yes.
But also what,
no shame. I don't care.
But also what Madison said, put your phone away.
Put your phone away. Yeah. Enjoy your friends.
Yeah.
I think that's the
unless
one thing
you're
about
storying about it.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you're an unless you're a social media influencer, which I think everyone here at this table would be happy to be a social media influencer.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have no reason to be on your phone.
Yep.
Quit my job and just like take pictures in West Hollywood all day. Oh.
Whether your teeth whitener, your flat tummy tea, your sugar hair, gummy vitamins,
your
diff eyewear, your
Fashion Nova dresses.
Your Fashion Nova dresses. Hook us up.
Wow.
Yes.
What a terrible dream.
Come at me, Tom.
Party animal or party fowl? Celebrating Halloween after the age of 25. I don't know if this whole table
party animal.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm very party fowl. I just want to go to bed, you guys.
I'm staying
I don't
want to
put an effort
party.
Into a costume.
I really don't like dressing up because I'm not funny. So that's why I just have never liked dressing
and
up.
And you don't do the sexy look?
No, because
I don't have big boobs, so it's not sexy. Like,
you got a booty, though.
I got a booty, but that's, like, it. So, actually, everyone in Holly and I's other friend group wanted to be Dr. Evils and wear bald caps.
Like, six of us walking into a bar with bald caps.
I was very against that.
I don't know how you can make that sexy, though.
Right. Well, it would just be hilarious. Exactly. Yeah. You would not be talking about the group of six girls in bald caps.
Fair enough. First of all,
clearly that's why only Holly has a boyfriend. But I just have never been funny, so that's why I don't like Halloween. I would just rather, like, watch Hocus Pocus and drink wine.
Oh, can we do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be Halloween plans.
Well, bring the $5 Target wine.
Yes. Yes.
This sounds like a dream.
Target.
Party
sponsor.
I'm, like, not creative enough for cool costumes. Heather knows. 1 year I went as drunk for Halloween. And I just had two empty bottles of wine.
Wait, did you go to the Disney party like that?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, we went to the West Hollywood
Santa Monica
thing.
That
was the first year I was here. Then the second year I went as Lost and drew like a map on a napkin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
And then people were like, no wonder, this is not a real map. I'm like, I know, that's the point.
Oh, that's creative.
Yeah, so, no.
I think I'm just tired of putting in effort. Like, in college, I lived, ate, breathed for Halloween, and now I'm like, I just don't. I think the problem is now I'm in a committed relationship with Omar.
And I'm an old man.
He's an old man. I'm no longer, like, looking forward to getting really drunk and hopefully remembering who I make out with. Like, my parents don't listen to this.
Omar's like...
Oh, does your mom listen to this?
No.
Okay.
I joke about her being the only listener, and even she doesn't listen.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Party animal or party fowl? Helping yourself... Or making yourself at home when you get to somebody's party?
Depends on who.
Well, however you interpret making yourself at home.
I think those are two different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Helping yourself being like you walk in and you're just like reaching in the cupboard and like...
Don't reach in my cupboards. That's how you get like kicked out. But like make yourself a drink because I'm not going to do it for you.
Cool.
See, but... Ooh, I don't know. Because I'm like hostess with the mostest, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I feel like when I come to your house, like, I make myself at home, but I'm not going to go through your cabinets
either. Well, typically there's not that much in there. But, because I like to, like, have all my, like, charcuterie and, like, everything out. But, I don't know. I don't know about that one, Kylie. That's a hard one.
Ooh, I stumped you guys, huh?
Stumped
you
that one? I think it depends who it is. Because, like, when I go to your place, I just open the fridge. I'm like, I'm taking a water.
Yeah.
Like, I know where everything is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll go into your fridge. Just, I don't know where the cabinets
are. Yeah. Kylie really pegged me with my opening line about my apartment. That's one of my identifiers.
I think if it's one of your, like, close group of friends, Party animal. But if not, then, like, absolutely no. That's a party foul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Agreed. Consensus.
Like, yeah. If you guys come over to my house, you can...
I eat your Halloween candy.
I mean, Madison ate half of my jar of Halloween candy.
I also stole some of her sangria that she had in the fridge.
She did.
Oh, yeah. Heather has a great candy stash on her countertop that
I can't wait. The next time I babysit the pups, it's going to be fresh.
Yep.
And a great sangria stash.
Great baby food stash.
Yeah. Some spinach and pumpkin.
When Madison stays at my house in a week and a half, she's going to be like, yeah, that pumpkin and spinach.
All right, party animal or party fowl? Gigi and Bella Hadid's speaking voices.
Oh, party fowl. Did you see her interview, Bella Hadid's?
About the shoes?
Quiet.
Yes.
Where she said, like, homeboy's getting fresh if he's wearing Nikes. And I was like, Bella, stop talking.
Party foul.
Any other thoughts? We all agree on this.
I've actually never heard them speak.
Oh, you gotta look at the
It's video. Alarming. No. It's actually low-key,
it is
like,
alarming.
Yeah.
Omar actually told me that recently. He's like, I never heard Gigi speak, and then I saw her, and it was just weird.
Yeah, it's just you don't expect it. Yeah.
I don't find
like,
either of them attractive, either.
Oh.
I think Gigi is pretty in, like, a baby porny kind of way. And then Bella's
porny.
Like, she's like pretty. She looks like a toddler in Tiara pretty.
Wait, please, can we rewind and go back
like,
to baby
Like, she looks
porny.
Like an 8-year-old who was glammed up to look 18.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Bella bought her face. So.
Bella is a model because of her genetics, you know? It's like Yolanda, Gigi, her, and Anwar, the brother.
Oh,
I didn't know they had a brother.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
Didn't either.
You guys got that pop culture.
Anwar and Rob Kardashian should hang out because nobody cares about either of them.
Yeah, no. Anwar's a model, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
He's at least doing something.
Yeah. I'm just going to go
drown
myself.
Rob K
has
a sock line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You know, they sold his socks in Kylie's store.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she has a store?
She had. The pop-up shop.
We stayed in line for it.
That's how you know you're
struggling. You stood in line for it. Yep. Of course
how long?
You did.
We did. It was amazing.
It was like an hour long we stayed in that
did
line.
Did you get to meet her?
Half hour.
Did you meet her?
No. We just bought her lip
this
kits.
This is just to go to the store. This is literally, we stood in line just to go
like
in the store.
This was like a year ago.
You know how I feel about Kylie's lip kits.
I know.
Anastasia greater than Kylie lip kits.
Oh, yeah, I love Anastasia.
I bought an Anastasia today.
She's very nice.
Oh, yeah, you went there.
I did. I got my brows done at Anastasia today, so I bought...
Most expensive brow wax in LA, but it's worth it.
It is so worth it, guys.
Wait, Kim Kardashian swears that Anastasia changed her face shape because of the... Or changed her look because of the brows.
Really?
Kim Kardashian's talked about how, like, her brows, like, when she went to Anastasia, it, like, changed her whole appearance.
I literally, the first time I left there, I texted Madison, I was like... They are magicians. Like, I just...
Because Heather was complaining about it, and I said, I know it's absurd to pay X amount of dollars for a brow wax, but it's so worth it. You need to go. And she went, and look at her now. She goes nowhere else.
And then today I was like, you know what? I know we don't need to do our makeup for this, but I just got my brows done, so I'm going to do my makeup.
Follow at Heather Joy Smith to see her magnificent, expensive eyebrows. They look great.
Yes, they look fabulous.
Thank you.
What was the phrase?
Eyebrows on fleek.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love the internet. All right, this is the last question that we ask every guest on our show. And you can choose to answer it however you want. Literally, figuratively, whatever. The question is, what is your secret sauce? Who wants to go first?
Puppies.
Hollywood puppies. Please.
Holly, you were so nervous when this started. And look at you now. You're the first one to answer the question.
Oh, I don't know. Puppies are your secret sauce.
Yeah, that's what makes everything better.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a nice, warm, cute little piglet pup?
A piglet or a pup?
A real pup. My pup looks like a piglet, though.
Got it.
Wait, do you have a Frenchie?
No, I wish. It's a pit bull boxer mix, but he looks
so cute.
I'll show you a photo. He looks like an alien. He's everyone always said he was not a cute puppy, but I think he was.
Okay, you got
those. Who are these people?
Yeah. I was going to ask what his name was, because I thought he might have been,
Bonzo.
Right.
Oh, Bonzo.
What a name.
I know. It fits him. He's a big goof.
Who else has a secret sauce?
My secret sauce would be ranch, because, again, I'm from the Midwest, and I feel like the perfect ranch has to be not very thick, kind of thin, creamy, delicious. I could name a few LA restaurants that have just really hit the nail on the
Chick-fil-A.
Head.
Like what?
Like Marmalade Cafe.
Oh,
has, like,
never
the
been.
Perfect, like, because it has to be thin. It can't be thick.
Yeah.
If it's thick, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And it has to be homemade. If it's not homemade, ew. Daniel, you're not listening to my ranch rant over there. You're talking about Holly's puppy. And
sorry.
Holly. I'm
talking
about ranch.
I don't know.
It's ranch.
And
ranch literally goes on anything. Pizza, chicken, tater tots. Mm. I mean, the possibilities are really endless. So my secret sauce would be ranch.
It's the queso of the north.
That's right.
Of the Midwest.
That's a great answer. Daniel and Heather, what are your secret sauces?
I stole Heather's.
That ranch is definitely my secret. Ranch. So ranch and Alfredo, basically you can put
You say Alfredo, because whenever we go out to eat and we get garlic bread, Heather gets a side of Alfredo.
Yeah. Basically, ranch or Alfredo goes on any kind of food you could possibly
eat. Heather and I eat dinner several times a week together.
Yeah. And I will say, if I'm going to have French fries, sometimes, I know this is going to sound really gross, but, oh, it goes with my actual, okay, so this is really weird, but.
Get your thoughts together, girl.
Okay, so.
It's the sangria.
So both ranch and Alfredo are white, okay, and I like to mix them with things that are red.
Things that are red.
I know this sounds so gross, you guys.
Oh, but, like a marinara sauce.
So I love to mix, like. My Alfredo and my marinara together, like pink sauce. Okay,
yeah.
And then I love mixing my ranch with my ketchup for just French fries.
Wow.
So, I've done mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah.
So really, your ideal sauce is a shade of pink.
A shade of pink.
Yes.
Just pink in general.
Pink.
Yeah.
Rosé.
Pink.
Rosé.
Pink.
Rosé. Pink sauce. Yeah. Pink is the thing here.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. She does. You do love pink sauce.
I do.
I mean, they call it millennial pink. This is millennial.
Should we call
it
Heather Pink?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good monochromatic millennial pink makeup.
I'm borderline on the millennial spectrum, so.
No, you're a millennial.
That's fine.
Don't hate yourself.
You're definitely a millennial.
Yes.
Okay,
Daniel, what is your secret sauce?
My secret sauce, the key to life that makes everything better, is cupcakes.
Wow.
It's just something about... Cake in general is great, but it's just something about something that's, like, a single serving, just enough to, like, get you through the day, make you feel a little bit better. My go-to is sprinkles. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who will judge me for saying that.
And the icing is a little thick.
See? Right here. Right here to my right.
Wow.
Right here
to my right. I had no idea Matt is a visitor to Ball Buster.
I know. Daniel and I went to Sprinkles the other day together.
You have
what's
to go
this?
To Double D's Cakes
what's
in Lancaster,
Friday. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see you, like, very recently.
Yeah, it's a long story, but we were there, and they won Cupcake Wars in 2011, and the best cake pops ever.
Double
Madison
D.
missed out
yes,
on them, but
I did. I do love
Double
cake
D's pop. Cupcakes in Lancaster, California.
So happy to have you.
So ranch, puppies, cupcakes, and white things. Pink things.
Pink sauces.
Alfredo pink sauces. Those are all great.
Definitely
specify.
White things is going to go several ways.
So many
different ways.
Yeah.
So can pink things.
Now we know Heather. I'm kidding. You guys are wonderful. Thank you all so much for coming to our queso party. Everybody go through, say, your social media handles so you can maybe gain a follower from this podcast.
As I mentioned earlier, at Madison Hill 93, two D's, two L's. Follow me and please like my pictures for goodness sakes. My likes have been depleting by the day.
Well, that's just the whole platform. We hate you, Instagram. Holly, how about you?
Mine's very creative. It's just my name. It's at Holly Alsafat.
Love it. Super creative. Daniel?
And in case you didn't know, I am _ Daniel J. So it's literally who I am on Instagram and Twitter. And if you are a fan of celebrity selfies, like I have a couple of those, so go and like them.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hillary Duff. Love you.
Yeah.
Also, sorry for kicking you and Alfred. That was an accident.
Oh. Kicked her? Is that how you got the picture?
Yeah. No. I kicked her and then stepped on her foot as I was like reaching for my coffee. And then like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Hillary.
Can we get
it? And then, like, I walked away and I went back to get a napkin and, like, I bumped into her again and I was just like, sorry, I don't mean to keep, like, running into you and, like, hurting you. She's like, no, it's fine. And I was just like, can I have a selfie after I just, like, basically beat you up? She was like, sure, yeah. She was so nice.
Lizzie McGuire. Love her.
She's thick.
She's got a booty.
Isn't that the thing now?
She's got her
the internet's freaking out because Hillary Duff is thick now.
I like that.
And it's
I'm
like,
a fan.
She's just regular.
She looks normal.
Yeah. Heather?
I am at Heather Joy Smith on Instagram and Twitter. And follow Bella at Bella the Pirate.
And follow Pop Hearts TV.
Oh, yes.
At Pop Hearts TV.
At Pop Hearts TV. Please, please, please follow at Pop Hearts TV.
We should have Bella the Pirate tag us instead, and we'll get
followers. She's a huge following. Omi and I, you can follow us at Foodie Call Pod. We've already gone through this. Subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes so we can afford more than just queso at our parties. Thank you so much for listening. We love you all so much. Thank you for joining us. This
Yay,
was
thanks for having us.
Episode ever. Yay.